rain picks up. Senator Dale Fowler is joining us this morning. Morning, Senator. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Tom. Up here in Springfield this morning, getting ready to go back into session. So, yep. Doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to be able to get you. Hey, you know, we spoke with earlier in the week with Terry Bryant. Now, granted, she's in the House, but she apparently had heard some rumblings about a tax no tax increase grand bargain component. There was a no tax budget out there in the Senate. Have you heard anything about this?
Not related to the grand bargain, Tom, but Senator Brady is getting ready to propose a possible balanced budget without a tax increase, and that may I think we'll be talking more about that possibly today. But as far as the grand bargain, I'm not aware of it in the grand bargain, but we'll see how the day goes today.
All right. Are you seeing anything directly related to the budget today that shows promise?
Well, there's speculation that President Cullerton may call some of the grand bargain votes to the floor, but it's not sure yet, so we'll find out.
You know, I did read your comments issued out of your press office this morning about Donald Trump signing of the executive order yesterday involving coal.
Yes, the order seeks to, suspend, rescind, or flag, if you will, review of about a half dozen measures, in the effort to boost the energy production. So, we'll see how it goes. It's exciting. We know coal probably will never be like it once was. What was it back in the 70s? There were, I think, around 250,000 jobs, coal-related jobs in the 70s, and now we're down to around 75,000. So, if we can just continue to grow on that a little bit and keep people working and put bread on their tables, life will be good.
I'm wondering if, because I don't know a lot about this, I'm hoping to have Phil Gannett on tomorrow morning at 7:20 on this subject, because I'm wondering what it does to the Southern Illinois Power Co-op, the coal-fired power station here in Southern Illinois. I'm wondering if there's any components that would directly relate to that, because there had been concerns about the future of that plant, and when you start to get in future about that plant, you have to learn that it has a lot of ramifications, including taxes and what it contributes to the county and whether you'd be able to keep those schools funded. I mean, this is a big item that people, I think, take for granted, and they've been worried, and I wonder if this will calm those worries and be able to see a clear path forward as a result.
It's a start, Tom, and we certainly hope so. I'm extremely optimistic. I appreciate everything the president's doing. We're so reliant, as everyone knows, in Southern Illinois for the coal industry and retaining this job. So it's very encouraging. But I think this is a great start to good positive momentum and conversation that the coal industry is going to we're going to be able to maintain it for a while and maybe grow on it. And I'm excited that a lot of the sector-related manufacturing in the coal industry, equipment and parts, is really growing in Southern Illinois. They're putting more people back to work there, creating more sales tax dollars, and we all know that's how it works.
You have a senator here that in your a group that is the Appropriation Committee Chairwoman Heather Stearns, who introduced legislation to legalize recreational marijuana for people over the age of 21 in Illinois. There are a lot of components. A lot of people seem to race to the prospect of having that additional anywhere between $349 and $699 million in additional revenue in the coffers, but it's a great deal more complicated than money.
It sure is. It's very complicated, Tom. And, with everything going on in the state of Illinois, I haven't had a lot of time to do a lot of research on that, but, there's going to be a lot of red tape there, so I'm not sure where that's going to go.
Yeah. A lot of people now in polling says, this is not a big deal. We should just get over it. This is like probation and prohibition on alcohol, and it didn't work for alcohol, and it's not working for marijuana. And rather than money to go to illegal sources, now we can put it in the Illinois coffers. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on here. And the fact it's Illinois.
I mean, absolutely.
And Illinois brings along its own baggage when it comes to these items. But I was surprised to see that a number of law enforcement people were coming out in favor of it.
It's interesting. We'll see where it goes.
So you've been spending a lot of time in Carroll, a number of trips. I don't know that anybody has, quite frankly, given Carroll as much attention as you have since you've come into office. But last time you were with me, sharing some, I think, stories that people would find appalling and that's probably an understatement. What are you in, what's the plan there? What have you been able to accomplish, and what are you working on to hope get accomplished down there to help those folks?
Well, first of all, you know, we all know what the issues are with the housing authority. That's you know, we all aware of that. So, you know, we hopefully those kids and families are living in housing that some of the you know, accommodations will improve. We'll see how that goes. That's going to be a continue to be a hot subject for quite some time, and we sure don't want those citizens to have to leave the city of Carroll. So we want them to have nice, adequate accommodations. But as you well know, I've been spending a lot of time, as you mentioned, down there, Tom, and you know, bringing more people to the table in Carroll. Had Lita Redonio down there about a week and a half ago. That was a huge statement for her to come down and show interest in what we're trying to accomplish. And you know, we're working toward possibly this Riverport terminal being built in the city of Carroll, which, you know, it goes far beyond just Carroll. You know, this will be a regional boost to Southern Illinois' economy if we can pull this off. And this is all really doable, Tom. You know, so we're bringing the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. They're going to be making a trip down there here in the next few days, hopefully, or next couple of weeks. I'm in session again next week, so it'll probably be the week after that. So just continue to bring more people to the table. You know, there's a lot of barge traffic that goes through that Mississippi and Ohio. And what's intriguing to me, meeting with the American barge line personnel, is there's more coal ton, there's more barge tonnage that goes bypasses Carroll than through the Panama Canal. In the state of Illinois or city of Carroll, no one benefits from it. So, you know, I'm encouraged. There's companies that are showing interest in coming to the area if this barge terminal can be built. So I'm excited about that.
You know, the one aspect, though, is the word, you know, that they want to cut some HUD funding, and you wonder where that leaves you after that federal decision, if it is made, as is planned by the Trump administration. But these folks are so far behind the eight ball, it wouldn't matter where you cut funds or not. You got to do something about this, man.
That's exactly right. And the thing that I can do and what I'm trying to bring to the table, Tom, is to get everyone there that I can to get a complete visual of that community. Because when you go in, just like Lita Redonio and staff and Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and everyone, people in the governor's office, everyone that I can get to the city of Carroll to get an actual visual, that puts it all into perspective. And it really, warms the heart to know that saying, yeah, this is tremendous opportunity here. So that community is, it's amazing what that community has to offer in that area, this area of Southern Illinois. So that's all I'm trying to do, Tom, is be proactive as I always have been and everything that I've ever done. And I'm just going to continue to work hard, and we get to the final conclusion of what we can do to create more jobs in Southern Illinois. And this will be a huge accomplishment to be able to do that for not only our coal industry, the barge coal, barge grain, barge rock, storage facilities if it's built. So the list goes on to what can be accomplished.
You know, yesterday I was watching the comments by Representative Jim Durkin. Says, you know, I'm ready to work with the speaker. I'm ready to work on every issue that's a priority to him. You know, when you look around, you see some phraseology, and you start to see, you know, now granted, you've got, you know, Madigan writing the letter to the governor saying, hey, that's false statements. I did not block the sale of the Thompson Center. That's a false statement. I mean, but outside of this, you see people like you, Durkin, speaking with Speaker Redonio on her way to Carroll that one morning and speaking with her. There's clearly a willingness to talk, Democrats and Republicans. But with the election coming up, and I know because people are fatigued from the last election, and we've got a municipal election, I'm really wondering what the outcome, the effect that last election, and a lot of people still bitter, is going to have on municipal turnout. But the fact is, Illinoisans, already seeing multiple Democratic candidates come out saying, I'm running for governor. And I just have this vision of us as the state, as a race car, going around the track one more time as opposed to getting out on the freeway and really opening that thing out. And that my idea is that going around the track one more time is a stopgap measure, and that we will not see anything other than a stopgap measure until after there's a new governor, and that we're not going to be able to get the state car out on the highway, open this thing up, and get our economy rolling again, and get the budget and get the money flowing again. I'm just worried we're going to take the track around and idle around the track one more time, one more year. Senator, I mean, do you get that feeling too?
Well, Tom, you know, it's very disappointing because, you know, I've been a state senator for now, what, 10 weeks, I believe it is, this week. And that's a conversation that we're hearing about, you know, 2018. I mean, geez, let's take care of business right now. I just don't even want to think about that right now. We've got a state of Illinois to take care of, and you know, it seems like everything's already. We just finished this election cycle, and now all of a sudden it seems like the conversations for 2018. You know, we have a house to restore here. Let's focus on that. That's my stance on it. Stopgap has not been a lot of conversation engaged in that yet. That could happen in the next couple of months as we continue to roll through the spring session. But whatever it takes to get our schools funded, that's a top priority, I know, for myself. But you know, we'll see how that unfolds. But it's really disappointing that you get through one election and all of a sudden they just want to talk about the next one. So when we have so much work to do to take care of the citizens of Illinois.
I got to tell you, I agree. I mean, let's go ahead. Let's get this done.
Yeah. I mean, why are we even talking about it? I mean, it's like we're going to talk about 2020, 2022. Let's take care of business.
Yep. They're all running out there to register and get their place on the ballot and exploratory committees and talking about financing and all that now. And we're floundering. And so coming up this Saturday, you, along with Senator Schimpf, are making yourself available to take questions on any state-related issue.
Yeah, yes, sir. This is going to be actually my first town hall meetings. Senator Schimpf has had a couple already, I believe. So this will be my maiden voyage. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be in Carbondale at the Carbondale Township building Saturday. So looking forward to it. And it's going to give me an opportunity to kind of tell my story to the people over in that area or whoever wants to attend that doesn't know Dale Fowler yet. I want them to hear my history and what my passion is and just what I have to offer and bring to the table. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, that's this 1 o'clock, this Saturday at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, the Carbondale Township building. That'll be Senator Fowler and Senator Schimpf. They'll be there asking questions. And I think Dale is bringing donuts and Paul is bringing coffee. So
that's right. Yeah, I'll try to stay out of the donuts, but I'll drink the coffee.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend. I've also, my foundation, we have our Taste of Southern Illinois Sunday. I want to get a little plug in on that, Tom, so we can continue to clothe underprivileged children in Southern Illinois.
You still working with Mike Tyson and some of those other guys on that?
Absolutely. Michael actually created this event, just a fabulous event. I believe this is either year 18 or 19.
Right.
And then 2 years ago, he came to us, and it kind of just continued to grow. And he's been extremely passionate about what my foundation does. And he said, Dale said, I would really like to turn this over to the Your Clothes for Kids program. And he's joined our board of directors. So he and Bethany Shaw do a great job organizing this. And there's going to be 17 restaurants and wineries there at the Bond and Business Center in Harrisburg. It's going to be Sunday from 5 to 8. And I believe last year we raised about $14,000. And, we're just helping more kids each and every year throughout Southern Illinois have the opportunity to wear new shoes and clothes to school, Tom. So it's been an incredible blessing. And it's good food. Well, we always usually get close to selling out tickets. I know we've only got 40 or 50 left, so it's an incredible time, good food, and for an incredible cause to help the kids of Southern Illinois.
When it comes to, you're coming into the summer months, is this about stocking up for getting ready for fall purchases on clothes, or is this about getting kids before they leave the school for the summer, making sure they have the clothes they need to go forward? I was kind of curious about that personally.
Well, our initiative, Tom, is to make sure kids have complete brand new wardrobe, all the apparel they need to get through the school year. So the fall and winter is when we do the majority of our shopping and assistance of the kids through our confidential referral program through all the schools and social agencies in Southern Illinois. So that's the whole initiative, that they have good warm clothes to get through. So probably 75 to 80% of the clothes we buy are in the fall and winter for the kids. But anytime kids need clothing, the social agencies and the teachers know to call us, and we'll take care of them. But so this summer is what we do to kind of start raising the funds. We can have the money to start making those purchases in the fall. This event Sunday is a huge event. Taste of Southern Illinois and Harrisburg on Sunday, and then I'll have my 15th annual Clothes for Kids Junior Golf event in July, which this is what created this foundation 15 years ago. That's been our marquee event that we bring kids out and teach them a little bit about community service, that their participation is what helps us clothe these children. So This is what we do this summer, try to raise the money so we can spend it this fall and winter on the kids.
Right. Senator Dale Fowler, really appreciate it. And apparently here we are Wednesday, but it looks like a busy week. But the clock is ticking. It never stops. And so we're just all sitting here going, what's next? What's next when it comes to budget? So maybe we'll hear something by the end of the week.
Well, we sure hope so, Tom. You know, I continue to stay optimistic and passionate about this. Everyone knows I'm one of 59. I've been here 10 weeks now, but as my pledge has been through the campaign, and my pledge continues to remain that I'm just going to work hard for the people of the 59th District and the state of Illinois, and just do my very best and be the voice that I can be and see how it all unfolds. That's my mission, Tom.
Senator Dale Fowler, it's.